How the dance remembers you. 1. Remember. Remember when smoke rose from factory chimneys and you recognised its face. How the smoke knew your grandmother, remembered her sewing your family together in dim light with blue thread. Remember Motor City. How you were the small part that made the whole wheel turn. Remember clocking in, fingers performing engine surgery at the Jaguar factory, and afterward, your hands were blueprints that left maps all over the hallway and aglypta and the white gloss banister. How could we forget you, Grandfather? You're everywhere. There are still oil wells beneath your fingernails, and your grandchild has inherited your overalls, hangs them by the front door and thinks of you. Remember the library, when it was still the Locarno, how our feet forgot the ground. I think they were birds, James. I think feet from all over Coventry migrated to that dance floor every Friday eve and flocked to the sounds of 1963 onwards into the early 80s, a murmuration of dance steps from across the globe. Remember Johnny O'Rourke and his orchestra, Chuck Berry recording Ding-a-ling there. Remember the Specials' two-tone Ghost Town. Remember the factories closing down and signing on in the DSS for a fortnightly gyro check. How you wrote your name and thought, this means something. Remember hunching under the weight of mass unemployment, Thatcher's Britain, the Great Recession, our spines as crooked as politicians, as signatures. Remember when the lights went out. We got through that. We will get through this. Remember, fear spreads faster than any virus. And though we are fighting an invisible enemy and some are afraid of the air, how it moves, what it wants, we are each a defending army and pulled together as one community. We cannot see the light without the dark. There are hidden galaxies in the distance between two stars. Remember, we swapped hearts when we married. I can still feel yours in my chest, next to all my buried treasures. And though you've passed through now, your heart taps a Morse code, so I know we are still together. 2. We are. Some mornings, I can see my daughter smiling back at me from the shaving mirror, and know it is impossible for me to be alone while she lives in my face. Or while my heartbeat is the sound of my son's footsteps coming home late. Or while my skin is the colour of a June morning, a photograph of a wedding. Or while my mother peers out between the drawn curtains of my eyes and my father whistles through my lips a swing tune from 45. The song is within us. My whole family is inside me. DNA branches into a family tree whose roots grow deep and blossom into children. 3. Together. And after all this, my family of care workers, substitute sons, surrogate daughters, will no longer be dismissed as unskilled labourers, but the very best of us, cleaners and nurses and counsellors and neighbours, bad joke purveyors, offbeat dancers, domino players, leaders of prayers. They are the first face and the last. They are carers. There is more love, more respect in a freshly made bed than in all of Westminster. Sue made Mrs. Simmons's bed tonight, while Deb got her into the night clothes, and Dave was playing something soft in the lounge he found scanning the radio, a playlist from the old Locarno. Close your eyes, breathe deep, imagine you are still there. Tomorrow is an empty dance floor, and you and me, James, you and me, will move across it like air.